Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to finally dive into the topic of injuries. Today isn't so much about what you can do and all of that, but it's just a look at giving you a different perspective on your injuries and some of the blessings that I have noticed while having an injury. And I'll share a little bit about what's coming for this month, and hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be able to do a podcast a week for this series just because it's so exciting and I'm trying to batch all of my content. That way I can start writing that book that I've been talking to you guys about on the simplicity of Christianity. I am so excited to write that as well. I have so many good notes, and yeah, I just can't wait to dive into that. But just, I hope you enjoy today's episode and have a blessed day. Hey guys, I am so excited to be diving into the topic of injuries this month. It has been way too long. This has been on my heart to do for so long. It has become a huge passion of mine because I figured out the root problem that it seems like for everybody, but it's not talked about because I don't think people really notice it. But I'm hoping that maybe by sharing it, and then if I keep talking with people, maybe it'll get around and we'll be able to dive into this more. But today's topic is using injuries to your advantage. So before sharing what I do for my injuries or to prevent injuries or to cure my injuries, rehab, all of that kind of stuff, I wanted to share that there is a good side to getting an injury. And I came up with a few things, or more than a few things, but some things that I have found to be almost like a blessing to get an injury or to get the onset of an injury. After I got Achilles tendinopathy last year, I think it was last January, I was like, I'm not doing this again. I don't care if I have to skip a couple weeks of training to recover from something before it turns into an injury. I'm not doing that. I do not push myself as hard as I probably could, just because I want to avoid injuries at all costs. And I am very careful to watch for onsets of injuries and hot spots and different things. Just a few weeks ago, it would have been before my race in October, I realized that my right side had a little bit of just tightness to it. And I was hoping that through taper, it will go away. And it really felt like it did, but something happened in the race. I don't remember if I twisted my ankle or if I stepped weird or whatever it was, but my right side has been having problems ever since. And I still have been able to train for a 5K coming up, but I haven't been able to really get back into full training, get back up to 30 to 40 mile weeks. I think I only had like a couple 40 mile weeks though. But anyway, it has been teaching me a lot. And it proved through this season, it proved to me what causes injuries and how people can prevent them and how people can stop them from coming. I'm not saying this is necessarily for elites or professional athletes, but I really think if we were to add this as recreational runners or maybe even immediate competitors, that it would really help us. And I'm assuming for professionals that it would really benefit them if they really focused on it. But anyway, that's going off on a bunny trail. I wanted to share a few of the things that I have come up with that really helped me to take injuries as a blessing. And the first one is, injuries are a warning sign that our body, there's something wrong in it. This is for both a spiritual and a physical look at it, because there is so many promises in scripture of how if we can focus on Christ, things in the world will, like, it won't matter to us as much. And there's a verse in Psalm 119 that says, if we love his law, nothing will offend us. And there's just a lot of different things that prove if we can focus on Christ, that we're not going to be as affected by this world. And so just realizing that injuries is a warning sign our body is trying to give us that something is wrong. And injuries also give our body a rest. A lot of times injuries come from neglect or less sleep, less rest, we don't cover right, and we're trying to just squeeze our workouts into the little time slots that we have throughout the day, and we don't rest like we should. Our body isn't able to recover, and so injuries can be a blessing by just realizing that our body needs that rest and then giving it to it. And then it causes us to focus on something other than our training. A lot of times runners will get so sucked into their watch and their pace and their workouts and their races and the trophies and, well, they're not trophies, that's in other sports, I can't think of what they're called, the medals and different things. And an injury is like a yield sign. It's almost like, keep going, but I'm here. Like, don't forget about me. Don't forget there's other things more important in this world. There is other things you should be focusing on, and it kind of helps us reset our priorities. It gives us a chance to analyze what is going on in our life and why we do what we do, because a lot of times, if you're going through an injury, I have noticed a lot of people will start thinking running's not for them. And some people will become missionaries even for the spiritual aspect of it. And they'll come back from the mission field saying Christianity is not for them. And that is really hard to see that. People, they see God working and then they are just so overwhelmed and so physically and spiritually and mentally hurt that they give up on God. That to me is just so, so sad. Injuries really give us a chance to reanalyze and to realize why we're doing what we're doing and to make sure that we are focused on what is really important. Injuries can also give us more time to pray. So something I've always really thought was kind of funny is, well, not funny, it's sad, but in schools, there is no prayer allowed, but almost every student will pray during a test. And if we think about that in our own spiritual lives, when something is going wrong, if we have been neglecting God or pushing him to the side, we're going to start praying most likely. It may be at the end of our rope or whatever, but it's going to push us to him if we're his child. And injuries let us know that our core is weak. This is just a little snippet of what I have been realizing causes injuries, both in the spiritual and the physical. Our core is where everything stems. So for the spiritual, it's going to be your heart and your beliefs. And for the physical, it's going to be your hips, your glutes, your abs, and your pelvis. So anything that's directly in the middle if that is weak, you're going to find out and your body is going to show it with injuries. So for this, I can't think of what it's called. I had really bad pain in my heel, and it was so bad. I let it get so bad. I was stupid and just kept going, hoping that it would just disappear, when in reality, I knew it probably wouldn't. So I just let it go to where I could barely walk without pain. Even when I was sitting down, there's this sharp pain in my heel, and it just kept getting worse to the point I was like, I can't do this anymore. I could barely run, walk 3 miles. It was horrible. And so what I've noticed in injuries is the problem or the symptoms never are where the problem is. And I have actually noticed that I'm very intuitive with my body. Some people say that's bad, but it has always worked for me as long as I don't like truly focus on it and like that is my main priority. But I have noticed when I recover from onset of injuries, the pain will subside. If it's, we'll say my heel, the pain went from my heel to my calves, and then it went to my knees, and then it went like it was retreating. It went all the way up to what I'm assuming is the gluteus medius. I don't know if that's how you say it, but there's three muscles that are super important for runners. And that was one of them, and that's where it hurts right now. And that's the only thing that still kind of hurts. And so I have been looking up different exercises and different things to fix that. But it was a reminder to me that if my core is weak, it's going to cause other problems. And so I'm hoping that by strengthening, that as I keep strengthening my core, injuries are not going to be as much of a problem. And I have picked up here and there from other coaches that they'll do this. They'll really focus on your core. But I think too much we focus on our legs because that's what runners need, is they need their legs. So I'll stop there before I give anything else away. And then injuries, this is kind of fun for me. Injuries give us a chance to relate just a little bit more to the sufferings of Christ and what he went through for us. So in my spring half marathon, it was all on trails, a lot of elevation for me. It was during the last 4 miles was just totally torturously awful. I literally thought I was going to die. I know that's horrible for someone who ran a marathon and felt fine and then runs however many miles a week, and I run 13 miles and feel like I'm dying. But that was like a huge blessing to me to be able to, in that moment during that race, relate to Christ in a way I never have before, because I was super thirsty. And I remember, like, as I was running, I was remembering Christ was, he cried out in thirst, and then just wanting to collapse and like imagining Christ carrying the cross. It was just like a special moment for me. And so I feel like injuries can give us a little bit more of a glimpse of the sufferings of Christ, especially for those of us who don't have a naturally compassionate heart or being able to relate to other people's sufferings. I feel like injuries really, really helped me to be able to relate and to be a little bit more compassionate towards others. And then the last one is it gives us a more of a chance to spend time in God's Word. Something about listening to God's Word when I am in pain, I don't know. For some reason, it just really calms me. So if you try this, please let me know if it works. But there is just something about turning on an audio version of God's word and just listening to it. And it has to be that I'm taking my mind off of the pain that causes me to be able to do that. But even if I try to do anything else other than listen to God's word, it's totally different. That's I can't focus as much on, or I don't focus as much. What am I trying to say? So if I listen to God's word, I'm able to focus on that more than if I try to do something else to distract my mind. That's what I was trying to say. So it's just, this is probably not a full list of different things. You may have your own things if you were to think about it. And it's just, I don't know. There's just something about injuries that to me has become a blessing. Or the onset of injuries. I try not to let myself get to injuries. But it's just, it's a lot of fun to be able to go to God even. That's actually another thing. I have learned more of how to listen to God's voice by going to Him for healing in my injuries and what is wrong. A lot of times He is so silent and so quiet when He answers and when He's trying to encourage me to do something to fix the problem that I kind of just brush it aside. Like, God's not saying that. That would just be, that's like too simple. That wouldn't work. And eventually I just come down to the end of my rope of what, on leaning on my own understanding, I think should be done. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this thing that's been on my mind for the last few weeks and see if it works. And every time it does. So it's really been helping me to learn God's voice in a different way, because the more silent He is, the harder it is. But Jesus also promised that His sheep know His voice. And so that has been a promise I have been trying to cling to and really seek after Him to teach me to hear His voice and to obey it. So that is all I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I wanted to point out that I will be talking about Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 next week. And let me see what it's using the power of Hebrews 12, 3 to become a better runner. And this kind of goes with, if I can find which one I was on, the suffering or relating to the sufferings of Christ in a better way. So if you want to read that verse before I publish the post for Lord willing next Monday, then it might give you a little bit more of a heads up and to just really be able to focus on that. It's just, it's that so far is one of my most favorite blessings of an injury. If you can say an injury is a blessing. But it has been for me. So I will let you guys go now. And thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to dive more into injuries this month. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really enjoy sharing what I have learned about injuries and what I have observed in other people's lives. And this is going to be for the physical and the spiritual, and just sharing what has worked for me and hopefully give you some ideas of some things you could work on yourselves. And I pray you guys have a blessed week, and I will see you next week.